Tomahawk and Stu Pitch a Podcast.
Hi, welcome to a brand new episode of Pitch a Podcast, an improv comedy show where I, Tomahawk,
and I, Stu,
we pitch you very silly ideas for podcasts. They are so gosh darn silly, you're going to giggle your pants off. And then we improvise an even sillier scene of each one. And today, I have a migraine and Stu has a hangover. Yeah!
It's going to be a good one. There's no way that this can go wrong.
We're going to have a great time. Stu?
Hey.
Today that we are recording, not the day that this comes out, but today, okay. the day that we are recording, is one of the most important days of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what is happening on this day?
It's Women's History Month.
March 5th.
Oh. No, what is it?
It's the Kids' Choice Awards. So I think we should have a podcast that's like at the Kids' Choice Awards or it's about the Kids' Choice Awards. You know, it's up to you, buddy. So take it away. Let's get our Kids' Choice Awards podcast.
Okay, let's do it. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the 25th Annual Kids' Choice Awards. My name's Chip, and I am here live on the scene with my co-host. Co-host, introduce yourself.
It's me, Jack Black. I'm back.
In black. We're here, and we are actually doing a podcast, but we're also doing the commentation for the entire event. How does that sound? Sound good?
For the most part, I think I probably would have said we're just commenting or we're commentating the event.
Well, we're doing the, I don't know. I don't know words.
Is commentation a word?
I don't know if that's now.
A word. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
We're like the MCs. I guess.
You guys need to go see the Super Mario Brothers movie.
It's actually really good.
It is. It's really good. Yeah, I'm really good as Bowser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really good.
You're gonna go wow, 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 wowzer when you watch the movie.
When you did that, that was amazing. That was so good. That brought me to tears. Like when MODOK became an Avenger, I just loved it.
It's really a good part of the movie.
The best part.
When Corey actually goes inside the house for the first time. Oh my goodness, tears.
When Will Smith takes a shower, Fresh Prince, so good. Anyway. So,
yeah, here we are.
On the
orange carpet, yep. we got the most impressive celebrities walking by that we're going to stop and interview for moments at a time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And maybe we'll slime them.
Oh, I've got a bunch of slime built up and I'm ready to let it go.
Let's do it.
Mm. Who do we have up first?
Uh-oh, it's Chris Pratt. Here he is.
Hey, it's me, Chris Pratt.
Chris, how you doing? You're here at the Kids' Choice Awards. What nomination are you hoping for today?
I'm hoping for Best Female Singer.
You know, I gotta say, you really got a dream for that one.
I'm a dreamer.
But the fact that you're so set on achieving this goal, inspiring.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Go watch Guardians of the Galaxy 3, please.
I saw it already. It's okay.
I think it's going to be great. I haven't seen it yet, though.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm gonna keep going.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Bye, Chris.
I was so starstruck by Chris Pratt. I couldn't.
Yeah, you didn't. You didn't say anything.
Okay. Lie. Tell you what. Let me take away this next interview.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think this is one of those like social media, like TikTok people. I don't know. Who is this?
It's who the fuck is on TikTok? Dude, this is,
it doesn't have to be a real name.
I don't know these people. It's the guy. Oh,
it's me.
It's
the
mustache guy. Hey, it's the mustache guy. Hey guys. Hey. How's it going?
It's going. It's mustache guy, everybody.
Yeah. It's me, mustache guy from TikTok. I'm here at the Kids' Choice Awards to hopefully get nominated for Best Supporting Actor for my role in Cocaine Bear.
Yeah. We loved you in Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, thank you.
Is it actually censored for the Kids' Choice Awards. It is actually known as Coca-Cola Bear.
Yeah. For the polar bear at the beginning of, like, mm-hmm. or, like, in those Coca-Cola commercials that would always play during Christmas.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the one.
I heard a little rumor from a little birdie.
Yeah.
Like, you might be in the Polar Bear Coca-Cola commercial this Christmas.
Yes, I will be. I will be hunted down by the Coca-Cola Polar Bear.
Mm. Is it revenge for what happens to Cocaine Bear?
Essentially, yeah. Yeah.
It's like a John Wick type of thing, but with
after
bears.
After I defeated Cocaine Bear, now the Coca-Cola Bear is gonna come and try to get revenge.
I think it's really cool that like they're really expanding the lore of the Bear cinematic universe. Oh,
yeah. I'm actually very is actually not bear related anymore.
Oh, really?
They're doing one more bear, but they're also doing a bunch of other animals. They've got Meth Gator.
I've heard about Meth Gator.
Crack Squirrel. Fentanyl Goose. And so they're kind of going to do like MCU kind of thing they do all those, and then as the Avengers one, and they fight Florida Man.
Ketamine Kangaroo.
Yeah, he gets one. Yep.
Yeah. Now, no spoilers, but
yeah.
Your boy might be voicing Ketamine Kangaroo.
Can't wait.
You might be like, a kangaroo, shouldn't he have an Australian accent? I don't know if Jack Black can do an Australian accent.
Well, I forgot let you me were just Jack say, Black.
Crikey, I just caught myself a wallaby.
Wow.
Ain't like, she a beaut?
It's like you're a whole nother person.
But thank you so much for talking with us, Mustache Man.
Of course.
If you want to talk anymore about what it's like to work in a... Oh, man. What was it about? It was like a furniture store. Those TikToks, they're all in like a furniture place.
Sometimes. It depends. Sometimes it's like retail. Sometimes it's like a restaurant. You know.
Sometimes.
And I like to yell at people.
The most famous ones.
Yeah. I hate capitalism.
I bet you do.
I do. All right. Bye.
Bye. Oh, look. There was that other influencer that I was pointing at before Mustache Man walked up, and he was just waiting behind him the whole time.
Wow, it's like, there's not a line. Like, you don't have to, like, you guys got to get in there to, like,
hey,
your seats.
Hey, guys. It's me, your boy. Boy. The non-binary douchebag. I'm back.
Welcome back.
Oh, man. Can I say douchebag on Nickelodeon? Is that okay?
Absolutely not. Well, somehow we'll have to censor this. I think there's like a delay between live and what's actually like show on TV, so I think we're okay.
Okay. It's me, boy, the binary doo-doo head. What up?
So you're... I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with what you do on TikTok. What's some of your content?
So, like, I pretend that I'm in the zombie apocalypse, and then I interview people that are also in the zombie apocalypse, and I'm just having like a good time, and everyone else is having a bad time.
Mm, okay.
I also make fun of like The Last of Us, because man, what a silly little show. It's bad. What a terrible, terrible show.
That's a wild take, actually. I'm not gonna lie. Anyway,
they're all scared of mushrooms. That's so stupid.
I mean, it's like, have you actually watched the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a cameo in it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
But like, Super Mario would absolutely destroy everybody in The Last of Us.
Well, obviously.
Because he could just eat everybody.
Yeah.
Because of the mushrooms. Exactly. He'd just get bigger.
But people can't. Like, that's the scary part, is that they're not Super Mario, you know?
I guess, but I don't care about everybody else. I only care about Mario and Sonic.
Mm.
That's my OTP.
Gross. What are you here to? What are you here hoping to get nominated for?
Oh, I'm not nominated.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm also not invited.
Oh, we shouldn't be talking to you. All right. Keep going. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Bye. I'm just standing here. You can't make me leave. You can't make me leave.
Okay, we're gonna go over here. We're gonna go this way. Come on, Jack Black. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Hey, we didn't slime any of those guys.
Oh, well, I did, but, like, my pants got in the way, so it didn't reach them.
Yeah, like a hose in there or something?
So you could call it that.
Okay, yeah. I was watching a clip from, I think it was the 2020 Kids' Choice Awards. And because it was in 2020, everything was done remote.
Yeah.
And in one of the clips I saw, somebody said, so obviously we're not able to be like slimed right now, but we're going to make our own organic slime and slime ourselves.
Oh.
And I'm like, that is a disgusting sentence. That I don't like that, me, Jack Black.
That is kind of hot.
Oh, speaking of, though, look at that. It's the vat of slime. We're here at the vat of slime.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Who's that swimming in it?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. They're like under the... they're under it.
Is that Ezra Miller?
Better not be.
Who knows what he's up to these days?
What they're up to these days.
Thank you for correcting me.
You're welcome.
Forgive me for misgendering a felon.
Hey, it's me. I'm Ezra Miller.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you in there?
I'm studying for a role.
What? Oh, you're still getting your movies? They're still letting you do movies?
I'm rich enough to make my own movies.
Oh no, there's no way that you're that rich.
Oh, I'm rich enough to make some movies. I can buy myself a little film camera.
Oh, are your actors like voluntary? Like, do they want to be? Oh,
no, they're not.
Jack, Mr. Black, can you call security?
Security!
Oh, there you go. Wow, that was fast. Wow. Oh my goodness, they're all children. Oh no, they're all children. The security guards are. This place has been staffed by children. I just realized it's the Kids' Choice World.
They're taking over the world.
Yeah, it's the Kids' Choice World.
That's what my movie's about.
I wish it wasn't.
I kidnapped all the grown-ups, and now it's all about the kids running the world. Which, now that I think about it, it's kind of the plot of that Jimmy Neutron movie. Remember the Jimmy Neutron movie?
Yeah, but then they missed their parents, so they had to go get them.
Yeah, but this is a different story. This is a different ending.
Why do you sound like a prospector, Ezra Miller?
I'm doing this voice for the role.
Are you? You're a prospector?
I never drop character. I'm kind of I'm a regular Jared Leto, if you will.
I wish you weren't.
But I am.
You should really model yourself after someone good.
Look, I think what you need is just to see a clip from my new movie.
I don't want to.
You're going to, though.
I'd rather not.
It's called Kids Slime, the musical. It's not actually a musical, but it's about a musical. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Let's watch the clip.
Yeehaw, it's me. I'm the adult prospector man. And I am also a producer for this here musical.
Oh.
Hello. Hello, hi. Small child.
Hello.
You look good.
Where are my parents?
Don't worry about your parents, you silly Billy.
I am worried, though.
Why?
I miss them.
Look at me in the eye. Look at me.
Look at me! I am. I am.
But you're not seeing me. You're looking at me, but you're not seeing me.
Well, you didn't ask me to see you. You asked me to look at you.
See me.
I'm getting kind of hard, not going to lie.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to harden your soul. Harden your heart.
No, I mean my penis.
That's the clip. I think it's going to be a good movie.
That looks absolutely awful.
I don't want to see that movie.
I don't.
Actually.
Yeah. No, me neither.
Yikes.
Me neither, Jack.
Well, go watch The Flash. I'm still in it.
I know.
We know.
Yeah. I'm very upset that the trailer looked as good as it does.
Right? That trailer looked great.
It did.
I was stunned by how excited I was.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Like, I can't believe that. I was more excited for The Flash than I am for Guardians 3. Even though I'm pretty confident I'll like Guardians 3 more.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's like no way that we don't. But like, God, that was a good trailer. DC always does such good trailers.
Not always, but yeah.
Pretty consistently good.
Sometimes.
All right, bye, Ezra. Have a good day.
I'm not leaving. You can't make me leave.
Well, we're the ones walking away.
Well, I'm going to walk with you.
No, you're in that vat. It's
I'll get out of the vat. What's the big deal?
Okay, we're going to start walking by.
I'm flying. I'm the flying Ezra Miller prospector. This is part of the method that I use for acting.
Well, Jack, we met a lot of fun people here. Yep. Is there anyone that you're excited to see win a choice award today?
I'm hoping you win, buddy.
Oh, well, thank you.
Do you remember my name? For anything?
Do you remember my name?
Nope.
No, you don't remember my name?
I don't.
Okay, well, that means
I'm just
a lot.
Generally, you seem like a nice guy. Okay. It was nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
What was your name again?
It was Chip.
Chip?
Yeah.
Chip who?
Chip.
Skylar?
No, that's my brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
You both have the same first name, but yeah, your last name?
No, it's also Skylark. Okay, bye.
Wow, that was a great show.
I loved it. It was so good. Forgive me. I forgot that brothers usually have the same last name.
All right. So, Stu, what's your first pitch today?
Oh, God. It's a podcast about collectibles where we talk to people about the things that they like to collect.
All righty. Here we go.
Okay.
I'll take it away. Let's get to sleep.
All right. Let's do it. I'm so hungry.
Hi, welcome back to just one more. I got space on the shelf. It'll fit. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I like, yeah. Yeah. That's the name of this show. I'm your host. My name is Jay Leno. And joining me today is this person. Hi, person.
Hey, it's me.
I don't care.
Rock.
I do not care. That okay. Your name does not matter to me. I only want to know what it is you collect.
I collect rocks.
Oh, that's really cool, actually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm lying. That's really boring. What's interesting? What's so cool about rocks? Why would anyone ever collect? They're outside. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But you gotta collect them all.
I don't think that's true. You will never collect them all.
Exactly. That's the thrill of it. Your collection's never done.
What if you just killed everybody on Earth and you're just like, ah, all this stuff is mine now. These are all my rocks.
But are they organized in any way? Are they alphabetized?
Are you planning to organize them?
Well, don't you organize in your collections in any way? You just keep them willy-nilly just like around?
No, it's called the willy-nilly collection, actually.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I collect all kinds of willies and all kinds of nillies.
Oh, no. Like, so, willies is in like the name willy or like the object willy? Oh.
And yes.
Do you have the whale?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he died.
I have his taxidermied corpse.
That's a big taxidermy.
Yeah, but I also collect nillies, also known as Nilla wafers.
Was Willy a whale or an orca?
Are orcas not whales?
Orcas are technically dolphins.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, and I do not care.
Oh.
You see, the thing is, I'm rich, and I see things, and I want the things, and then I just buy the things. And if I can't buy the thing, I will kill the person who has the thing, and then I'll just take it. And no one can stop me. I'm wanted in every single state except Alaska, because they're too dumb to realize that I'm the person that has perpetrated the crimes.
I mean, you gotta be pretty dumb to live in Alaska.
True.
Just imagine.
Living in utter darkness for 6 months out of the year, that's wild.
Just so you could say you live in a big state?
Yeah. Get over yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. What's it like being so close to Russia, idiots?
Yeah. Hey, if you're from Alaska, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you. In real life. That's the stance of this show. If you live in Alaska, do better. You might as well live in freaking Canada at that point.
No, they can't do better because that's why they live in Alaska. Fuck Alaska.
You know what I just decided?
Salmon.
I'm going to start collecting Alaskas.
I mean, hey, one and done.
No, there's so many Alaskas.
Are there?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, shut up. I'm talking. This is my show.
Why are you
show
so
me
mean?
Some respect. This is my
so
show.
Mean?
Shut up.
This is nothing like
that. Hey, shut
show.
Up. What? Good boy. He just bit the microphone. Oh, that's another thing that I like to collect is just microphones that have bite marks on them.
Mm. You can't have mine.
I'm going to kill you then, and I'm just going to take it. You're either going to let me buy it, or I'm just going to steal it. Whoever bought that for you, I'm sure would be stressed out about the things that you're doing to that microphone.
It can handle it. It's been through worse.
Shudder at that thought. Anyway, I got another guest here today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about his collection.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, it's Ezra Miller. Here he is.
Hey, guys.
Sorry, here they are.
It's me, Ezra. Thank you for gendering me properly.
Yeah.
It's me, Ezra Miller. I'm quirky and gay, I think.
I don't know. I'm being honest. I'm being really honest. I don't understand how non-binary people can be gay.
Mm. I guess they can't be.
Or they all are. I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand. Mm. I'm not here to pretend I understand. I'm Jay Leno.
This is a very tricky subject. We should back away from this as soon as we
yes,
can.
Yes, yes, yes.
Being mostly straight, non-trans men. Although I am non-binary.
Oh, you're non-binary.
Yeah.
Ezra Miller. Now, I've always wanted to see what would happen if Ezra Miller and The Rock, their characters, The Flash and Black Adam, got to have a scene together. So I was like, let's see what that'd be like. Can I just have you guys talk to each other as your characters? Just have like a little conversation real fast?
No.
Ah, man.
Sorry,
I guess
like,
I'll just have to do it myself.
No, I don't.
Oh, hey, shut up. I'm doing a thing. I'm Jay Leno and I can do whatever I want. And you can't stop me.
Hey, it's me. I'm Ezra Miller. Hey, it's me. I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And I play The Flash and I play Black Adam. I just play the regular old Flash. I don't have a color. I should be like the Red Flash and he's Black Adam and we could be little color buddies. Like, we could be like a Crayola team.
Color
be great.
Buddies? Color buddies? It's a gang I'm in with all my minority friends. We're the color buddies. Not to be confused with the Teletubbies.
It's really cool that you have that going for you, Ezra Miller. I guess I could grab his voice now. It's me, I'm Jay Leno, and I'm Jay Leno.
What a great show.
That was a great show.
You know what your last line reminded me of?
What?
I've been getting ads for the new PlayStation VR headset. And it's with Ozzy Osbourne. And so Ozzy's wife comes in and goes, Ozzy, aren't you going to help me move all of our stuff? And he goes, yeah, be in PlayStation VR too.
It makes me think of that thing. It's in The Dark Knight Rises, where Batman's punching Bane at the end,
uh-huh.
And he's almost unintelligible. He's like, "Where's the twigger? Where is it? You never give it to an ordinary citizen."
Oh my god!
It sounds like an angry drunk Cookie Monster, and I love it. All right,
oh
hey
my
Stu.
God. Hey,
is there anything you want to plug today?
Yes. Hey guys, it's me, Stu. You can find me on twitch.tv/stuwoo_. I recently got my computer all nice and fixed up for me to stream again, so you can guys look forward to more of that kind of content soon, along with more videos on my YouTube channel under the same name. Sorry, I got a lot of saliva today. And then you can also find me on Twitter at stuwoo12 on Twitter, where I tweet at Mr. Beast and he ignores my tweet. And then 2 weeks later, he tweets about the thing I tweeted him about, but doesn't reference my tweet in any way.
I love the saga of you and Mr. Beast.
So yeah, that's cool. No, I swear. So for those who don't know, I'm just going to put this in real quick. A few weeks ago, I was at Walmart and the kiosk that sells his candy bars was really messy and like all of the bars were broken. And I tweeted him a picture of that and said, hey, check this out. All of the stuff is broken here. Walmart isn't taking care of your product. And he ignored me for 2 weeks. And then yesterday he posts and he's like, hey, if anyone sees a kiosk like this and retweets someone else's tweet about it and goes, "Clean, take a picture of you cleaning it up and making it look nice, and I'll send you $5,000.
You missed your opportunity. You should have.
I'm livid. Absolutely.
I know, buddy.
Anyway, that's where you guys can find me.
But with that in mind, that thing that he said, people could just take a picture of a nice stand.
And then fuck it up.
And then mess it up. And then, like, yeah. Just send the pictures out of order.
Mm-hmm. They could. Ah.
Yep. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this very silly episode of Pitch a Podcast. I greatly appreciate it. You can't see it, but Stu is drinking Chick-fil-A sauce, I think.
It's cookout sauce.
Cookout sauce. My apologies.
I'm really hungry and hungover.
Please support our show through Patreon. You can support for as little as $1 a month, and it helps us out immensely. And it helps us keep the lights on over here. We would like to get enough money to sort of outsource some of our work, getting in some people to do like YouTube shorts for us, because those take a good chunk of my time after I've already edited the episode. So if you can help us by pitching in $1 or $2 a month, yeah, I deserve that. We'd appreciate it. If you can't commit to a monthly thing, you can purchase some of our merchandise through Zazzle. It's zazzle.com/pitchapodcast. We make roughly $1 off everything that you buy there. Zazzle gets the rest of it. Please rate our show through whatever podcast app you are using and leave a comment, especially if you're on Apple Podcasts. It really helps out the internet's algorithm in showing people that this is a show that people should listen to. And that's plugs. I think that's plugs. I feel like I'm forgetting something.
I'm feeling it.
Follow me. I'm on social media.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram.
Ooh.
I think I'm at Tomahawk Presents on Instagram.
Hmm.
And friend me on Facebook. Add me on MySpace, please. I'm not going to send you any sketchy links. Anyway, Stu, you ready for the last pitch of the day?
I was born ready.
Okay. So this is a show where I just tell you about three insane work stories that I got to live through this week.
This is a very easy pitch for me. I love these kinds.
You're going to love it.
I'm just going to sip on my cookout sauce and listen.
Let's get a sample of Tomahawk Rants About Work Stories. Whee! Hi, welcome to Tomahawk Gets to Rant About Working at Target. I want to start off with, working at Target has not been nearly as bad as I expected it to be. When I first got into this, I was like, people always complain about retail and like say that those are the worst customers. And then after having to deal with the absolute insanity that is the general public that we both experienced, me and Stu. Stu's also here on this pitch.
Yeah.
At the movie theater. I've never experienced anything like the movie theater. Those are the most insane people I've ever met. But everything's been very calm at Target in the years that I've worked there until like this week.
Oh no.
This all happened in a 24-hour period. All three of these stories. So, story number one. This old couple, I'm working back in electronics, rushes back, frantic. They're like, we need to find the prepaid Ticketmaster cards. So we asked somebody and they said that they'd be back here. Now, current, present day Tomahawk realizes now that another employee heard prepaid cards and they thought it was going to be for phones, like the prepaid phones. And that's why they got sent back to electronics. But I was like, no, they're not back here. And I walk with this older couple to like the place where we have gift cards. And the older couple goes, no, we're not looking for gift cards. We're looking for prepaid Ticketmaster cards, which isn't a thing. That isn't a gift card. Explain to me, Stu, how a card for Ticketmaster that you'd only be able to use for Ticketmaster that's paid for beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could use that at a later point and you could maybe give it away to somebody.
Yeah, for tickets on Ticketmaster.
Explain to me how that would be different than a gift card for Ticketmaster. Explain to me, Stu!
It sounds the same.
Yeah. So they think I'm an idiot because I brought them to gift cards when they apparently want a thing that doesn't actually exist. And it then becomes immediately obvious because the guy's been on the phone the entire time and he takes the phone away and puts it on speaker and I hear a guy with a thick Indian accent go, we can also accept Google Play cards. And I'm just like, oh no, honey, sweetie, baby, no.
He's getting scammed.
It becomes immediately obvious they're getting scammed. And I'm trying to open up the conversation so I can tell them they're getting scammed. I'm like, can I ask what these cards are for? And the lady in the couple goes, no. And I go, I did everything I could. Everything else is coming on you. I can't do anything else. I tried so hard and got so far. And in the end, you think I'm an idiot because you don't know what gift cards are.
And so what happened? Did they buy cards?
I think so.
Oh.
I ended up having to walk away because they found like a higher up and they started harassing them. And I'm like, I don't think I need it anymore. And then they walked by me again later and they like thumbs up and like waved it at me. I'm like, oh. I was really hoping that you guys wouldn't succeed in your mission. Dummies. And then, so these stories, there's a change.
Okay.
So that one just kind of made me sad.
Okay.
But I would say 10, 15 minutes later, this guy comes around the corner in electronics and he's like, hey. I'm like, what's up? How can I help? And in case you're wondering, yes, he looked very Republican. Whatever that means to you, he looked like a late teens, early 20s Republican.
Ooh, gross. Those are the worst.
If you're a Republican, that's fine. But you do have to support us on Patreon. So he comes around the corner and he's just like, hey, so me and my mom, we have a YouTube channel. And I'm thinking, oh, they're going to ask about like cameras, like that kind of electronics. And he goes, the YouTube channel is all about like gun safety, safe concealed carry, and just generally like safe usage of guns.
Okay.
That's generally what we do. And I was wondering, would it be okay, and he points at me, if I get a video of you and me shaking hands? And I think this guy is trying to get a video of me and him shaking hands to show that Target supports safe conceal carry in their stores, which would, if shown to anybody, immediately get me fired.
Yeah.
So this guy walks up to me and was like, hey, do you want to get fired? Do you want them to fire you? Do you want to get fired for speaking on behalf of the international company that is Target? And I say, I don't think I can do that. But in my brain, I'm like, absolutely not, you freaking maniac. Also, this bold choice to assume that I, a stranger, am good with safe concealed carry.
Mm-hmm. Or shaking hands.
Or shaking hands.
Yeah.
In the year of our Lord 2023.
Yeah. Did I tell you about the homeless man I tried to fight?
No.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that this has something to do with your story.
Okay.
I promise you. So I was walking out to my car on Monday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm walking out to my car and I get ambushed by this homeless guy. Ambushed, I tell you. He came out of nowhere. It's like he spawned next to me. And he's like, hey, man, you got a dollar I could have? And I'm like, what? He's like, I got any money? And so I'm like, I'm feeling generous today. So I open up my wallet and I show him my wallet and I open it up and he sees that there are only two physical dollars in there. And I pull out the dollars that I have and I hand it to him. And I go, this is all I have. He goes, thanks, man. It's going to rain tonight. And man, I'm sleeping outside. It's really cold. And I look at him and go, damn, that's wild. Like, that's all I said. And he goes, thank you, man. And he fist bumps me. He goes for a fist bump. And I'm like, fine, I fist bump him. Well, I get my stuff out of my truck, come back in. And my new employee, Tyler, he's like, hey, I was watching the cameras. You didn't touch him, did you? And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, he was digging in his ass before he came up to you. I was mad. So now, any homeless person that comes up to me, it's on site. I'm fighting them on site. I'm beating the hell out of any homeless person. I will end America's homelessness problem overnight by killing them all. Anyway, continue with your story.
When you gave him the $2 and you were like, and he said, yeah, it's going to be cold tonight. Yeah. My brain went, well, those aren't going to be very good blankets. Those aren't going to keep you warm.
It's all I had. And he's like, it's going to rain tonight. I'm like, uh-huh. He goes, it's going to be real cold. I'm stuck outside. I'm like, damn, that's wild. Good luck with that. And he fist bumped me with the hand he fucking dug in his ass with. I've never been more mad.
All right. So, I say no to the gun guy, and he's like, okay, have a nice day, and walks away, and I'm just like, what is happening today? Why, what is going on? Because that happened in a 20 to 30 minute period, those two stories. And then, less than 24 hours later, I'm at work again. And this is a very different tone. Mm-hmm. I want this to happen to me every day.
Okay.
This brings me nothing but joy.
Okay.
So I'm pushing like freight in the detergent aisle, and this girl comes up to me. It's like, hey. I'm like, hi, what, how can I help? And she says, can I tell you a story?
Absolutely. This is an NPC quest line.
And I'm just like, yes. Yes, you can. And she was like, okay, so I was talking to this guy, and then she proceeds to tell me about her relationship drama, which consists of her talking to guy number one. Mm-hmm. She says that guy number one is not interested in her. It seems like they're talking, but like he doesn't seem to really care about her very much. Mm-hmm. So she goes off and starts talking to guy number two. She kisses guy number two. Guy number one finds out about that kiss, and guy number one is upset about the kiss. And she's like, did I do anything wrong? Does he have a right to feel upset about it? And the reason I love this is that I have the ability to be eloquent on the spot in these types of scenarios. So I just turn to her and I go, human emotions are very rarely rational.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, mm-hmm. I'm like, the guy has a right to feel his feelings however he likes, in the same way that you have the right to explore the world as you see fit, especially when you're not bound by the constraints of a relationship, by bounds of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, you're right. And then just whips around and walks away, and I never see her again.
You just killed a man. He's dead now.
Possibly. Are you talking about guy number one or guy number two?
Guy number one. He's okay. Dead. He has been murdered.
Poor fella.
She's but like, yeah, this is
people,
my right.
Come up to me with your drama. Let me tell you what to do about your drama. I love that.
That's one thing I really missed about during the pandemic. Because when the pandemic started, one of the good things I liked was that because I wore a mask, I just looked like an angry black man. So when I would walk through stores, no one would come up to me. And I thought I loved it because I didn't like interacting with people for the most part, except for in fringe cases like what you said, where like, that's the kind of stuff where like someone's like, hey, come hear my tale. And then you're fighting a dragon a week later, like because you're on that like side quest. That's the stuff I love. But that's the stuff I missed with the pandemic because no one would talk to me because I looked like an angry black guy.
I don't look like an angry black guy.
No, you don't. You look like a very mild-mannered white guy.
Even with my mask
like,
on.
You're like if an angry black guy had a Clark Kent, like, alter ego.
Black History Month's over, everybody.
It is. It's time for Women History Month.
Yeah,
We'll get a female guest at the end of the month.
At the end,
one episode, and that's it. That's all the Tom Hawk can handle.
They are women. Do they actually be shopping? Let's find out.
Oh boy.
Anyway. Bye.
Bye.
Wait, no, hold on. There actually was something. I just wanted to say this real fast.
Okay.
If you are finding yourself in need of some like help, life advice, that type of thing, and your go-to guy is the person who is working at Target in the detergent aisle, if you're going to that person for life advice, your things must be pretty bleak. Good luck to you. If you're out there, girl, get that. Message me. Hit me up on Instagram. I want to know how everything turned out. Thank you. Okay, now bye.
So good.
Tomahawk and Stu Pitch a podcast. Tomahawk and Stu Pitch a podcast.